Early on the program, we've been talking about pocket money. Now, many parents have different opinions when it comes to giving their children pocket money. For those who need a little convincing, there are a couple of points that you need to consider. What are the benefits of giving your children pocket money? The first point, it is allows them to feel independent. By giving children money, you're allowing them some degree to be independent. Children love any chance to play grown-up. And beyond them feeling independent, you're teaching them how to manage their own finances. Many kids will appreciate the fact that they've been given the privilege and trusted to handle an amount of money. Also, the second point, it teaches them to value money. How can we expect kids to truly understand the value of money if they've never had to purchase any items themselves? So giving them pocket money can help them learn how how much certain things cost, the value of money. Giving them an early exposure to money will better prepare them for the real world and a life of independence. And this will also help children understand that nothing is for free. And you see that, you know, you have a person who's just 21, 22 and just started working, and the person already has 100,000, 200,000 in debt. And hardly anything to show to the name, just a car and paying a rental and things like that. And I suppose this is because of lack of training from a young age. Another point is that allows them to make financial mistakes before it really matters. Let your children make their own mistakes with money when they will hopefully learn a few valuable lessons about saving and spending before they reach adulthood. They have to make some serious financial decisions. Teach them to put a small amount of their pocket money away each month so at the end of the year they can treat themselves to something really they want. However, don't monetize them at the end of the year. If they haven't saved a penny, they won't be able to treat themselves. Make them earn their own money. This is another bone of contention amongst parents. Some who feel pocket money should be given right and some who think children should have to work for it. Studies show that children who have earned their money from doing chores such as washing the family car or helping with the dishes value the money more and were more careful when it were children who were handed money for, giving it into their hand. Another point is how to determine how much to give. Sometimes it can be difficult to decide how much to give your children each time. Do they just need a couple of rands, 20 rand or something like that, 50 rand? Consider your child's age and what they will need to spend some of the money on. Also be helpful to ask other moms and friends to see how much they give their kids. This could be a benchmark for you and making the decision easier. Don't just ask one parent. They can provide an overinflated amount to the child or far less than what will cover the expenses you expect your child to meet on a monthly basis. Make sure you always give your child what they've earned consistently and on every weekly. If you are late with payment or forget to give them, especially after they have successfully completed all the chores that are required of them, they may become fed up and confused at some point. And this we learn from the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where a parent was calling his child, "I'm going to give you something." And the Rasul said, "Are you really going to give?" He said, "Yes." And he said, "If you're not, then that would be a deception." So these are some of the points with regards to parenting and with regards to pocket money. You can continue contributing via the SMS number 0786 7, 0727861548.